Chapter 10, The Three Steps to Whatever You Want to Be, Do, or Have. The creative process is conceptually a simple one. It consists of just three steps. Step 1, your work, you ask. Step 2, not your work, the answer is given. Step 3, your work, the answer which has been given must be received or allowed. You have to let it in. Step 1, you ask. Because of the wonderful and diverse environment in which you are focused, step one comes easily and automatically, for this is how your natural preferences are born. Everything, from your subtle or even unconscious desires to clear, precise, vivid ones, results from the contrasting experiences of your day-to-day life. Desires, or asking, are the natural byproduct of your exposure to this environment of fantastic variety and contrast, and so step one comes naturally. Step two. The universe answers. Step two is a simple step for you, for it's not your work at all. Step two is the work of the non-physical, the work of the God force. All things that you ask for, large and small, are immediately understood and fully offered without exception. Every point of consciousness has the right and the ability to ask, and all points of consciousness are honored and responded to immediately. When you ask, it is given every time. Your asking is sometimes spoken with your words, but more often it emanates from you vibrationally as a constant stream of personally honed preferences, each building on the next, and each one respected and answered. Every question is answered, every desire is given, every prayer is answered, every wish is granted. But the reason that many would argue with that truth, holding up examples of unfulfilled desires from their own life experiences, is because they have not yet understood and completed the very important step three. For without the completion of this step, the existence of steps one and two could go unnoticed. Step three, you allow it in. Step three is the application of the art of allowing. It's really the reason your guidance system exists. It's the step whereby you tune the vibrational frequency of your being to match the vibrational frequency of your desire. In the same way that your radio tuner must be set to match the frequency of the broadcasting station you desire to hear, the vibrational frequency of your being must match the frequency of your desire. And we call that the art of allowing. That is, allowing what you're asking for. Unless you're in the receiving mode, your questions, even though they have been answered, will seem unanswered to you. Your prayers will not seem to be answered, and your desires will not be fulfilled, not because your wishes have not been heard, but because your vibrations are not a match, so you are not letting them in. Every subject is two subjects, wanted and not wanted. Every subject is really two subjects. There is that which you desire and the lack of it. Often, even when you believe you're thinking about something that you desire, you're actually thinking about the exact opposite of what you desire. In other words, I want to be well, I don't want to be sick. Or I want to have financial security, I don't want to experience a shortage of money. Or I want the perfect relationship to come to me, I don't want to be alone. What you think and what you get is always a perfect vibrational match, so it can be very helpful to make a conscious correlation between what you're thinking and what is manifesting in your life experience, but it's even more helpful if you're able to discern where you're headed even before you get there. Once you understand your emotions and the important messages they're giving you, you'll not have to wait until something has manifested in your experience to understand what your vibrational offering has been. You can tell by the way you feel exactly where you're headed. Your attention must be on it, not on the lack of it. The creative process is occurring whether you are consciously aware of it or not. Because of the variety and contrast of your experience, continual new preferences are being born within you, and you are, even without knowing it, broadcasting them as requests. And in the moment that you broadcast a preference, source energy receives your vibrational request, and by the law of attraction offers immediate responses, which you must then align to vibrationally. The reason that you're not always aware that your desires have been answered is because there's often a time gap between your asking, step one, and your allowing, step three. Even though a clear desire has emanated from you as a result of the contrast you have considered, you, often, rather than giving your attention purely to the desire itself, focus back on the contrasting situation that gave birth to the desire. And in doing so, Your vibration is more about the reason you have launched the desire than it is about the desire itself. For example, your automobile is getting older and is beginning to require frequent repairs. And as you begin to notice its fading beauty, you find yourself desiring a new car. And as you very much wanted that feeling of confidence that a dependable new car brings, a vibrational rocket of desire emanated from you, and Source received it fully and responded in kind immediately. But because you were not consciously aware of the laws of the universe and the three-step process of creation, that fresh, exhilarating feeling was short-lived for you. So, instead of immediately turning your attention toward your fresh new desire and continuing to ponder the idea of this delicious new vehicle, thus achieving vibrational harmony with your own new idea, you look back at the vehicle you currently own, pointing out reasons that you desire the new car. "This old car no longer pleases me," you conclude, not realizing that in looking at the unpleasing car, you are tuning your vibration back to it and not forward to the new car you desire. "I really need a new car," you explain, pointing out the dents, the cracks, and the undependable performance of the old one. With each statement of need and justification for a new car, you unwittingly reinforce the vibration of your current unpleasant situation. And in doing so, you continue to hold yourself out of vibrational alignment with your new desire and out of the receiving mode of what you're asking for. As long as you are more aware of what you do not want regarding this situation, what you do want cannot come to you. In other words, if you are predominantly thinking about your beautiful new car, then it is steadily making its way to you. But if you are predominantly thinking about your undependable current car, your dependable new car cannot move towards you. It may seem difficult to make the distinction between actually thinking about your new car and beating the drum of the old car, but once you are aware of your emotional guidance system, this distinction will be very easy for you to make. Now you hold the key to creating your every desire. Once you understand that your thoughts equal your point of attraction and that the way you feel indicates your level of allowing or resisting, you now hold the key to creating anything that you desire. It is not possible for you to consistently feel positive emotion about something and have it turn out badly. Just as it is not possible for you to consistently feel bad about something and have it turn out well, for the way you feel will tell you if you're allowing your natural well-being or not. Although there is no source of sickness, you may offer thoughts that disallow the natural flow of your wellness, just as you may offer thoughts that disallow the natural flow of your abundance, although there is no source of poverty. Well-being is constantly making its way to you, and if you have not learned thoughts that slow it or restrict it, you are experiencing it in all areas of your life. It does not matter where you currently stand in relationship to anything you desire. By paying attention to the way you feel and by directing your thoughts to better feeling thoughts, you can again achieve vibrational harmony with the well-being that is natural to you. Remember, as extensions of pure, positive, non-physical energy, the more in vibrational harmony you are with you, the better you feel. For example, when you're appreciating something, you are a vibrational match to who you really are. When you love someone or yourself, you are a vibrational match to who you really are. But if you're finding fault with yourself or another, you are, in that moment, offering a vibration that does not match who you really are. And the negative emotion you feel is your indicator that you have introduced a vibration of resistance and that you are no longer in the state of allowing your pure connection between the physical you and the non-physical part of you. We often refer to that non-physical part of you as your inner being or your source. It's not important what you call that source of energy or life force, but it is important that you are consciously aware of when you are allowing a full connection to it and when you are restricting it in some way. And your emotions are your constant indicators of your degree of allowing or resisting that connection. This is the end of CD number 2.